a station.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge
I don't care.
Stuff on
hey, you
doing
know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready?
I was paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not
boy,
that good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It's time for the e-brake of the week. The auction item today on the 12 Days of Christmas. The wonderful evening at Bob Seger with the dinner at Bob's Steak and Chop House Grapevine. And Eric Devlin and Premier Transportation providing a limo for the evening for two. You join Mary and I for this wonderful evening. The bid is at $2,000.
Yeah.
Top that by calling 888-787-1310. 888-787-1310. Here are this week's contenders for the e-brake.
And that phone number, the same number you're going to use for your e-brake voting, which I have to think is going to take over the auction lines here. But so 888-787-1310. Three candidates for you, Norman. Let's start with...
not me.
Well, you're on here, but let's start with a little something from Jake and Corby, who are filling in for the Hardline, or they are the Hardline, or however you want to call it. They were on a remote out at AT&T Stadium. We had Danny and Dave Mino in studio. Norm, talking to you. There you go. Back here from your email.
Yep.
And they came back from a break, and as you know happens sometimes, there was no Jake and no Corby, and chaos ensued.
You're nice? Then we're screwed, man.
Where are they? Hey, guys. That's David Mino.
Hey.
Well, hello, Larry.
And now it's time for Hello, Larry. Featuring Larry. Where are they?
All right, it's 419 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I don't know where those guys walked off to. Anyway, should we go ahead and bring on David?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Sponsors?
Regonk.
Well, Regonk brings you my good friend, Dallas Morning News' own David Moore, to talk about football. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm so confused.
Well, they're on remote out at AT&T Stadium, and I guess they walked off.
They do wander off when they're left to their own.
You know, I would expect this from Mike, because he has missed a flight before due to wandering. True story.
It's an age thing, too. Yeah.
Well, Corby's no spring chick. Oh, wait a second.
Hey, sports.
Hey, Jake. Welcome back.
You're kidding.
No, we've been back for like 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yes. I've been trying to call your phone.
Played the whole Hello Larry
theme. We played
theme.
The entire Hello Larry theme. And I'm trying to conduct a ranch report with David Moore. Would you like to take over from
Damn
here?
Damn it. Okay, Dave. How are you?
What's the matter with these guys, Norm?
I don't know. You got to be in studio when your shift begins.
Well, they're on remote.
Yeah, but come on, man.
Oh, you've missed the top of a segment before, guy.
Well,
don't
yeah,
act so. Yeah. And I've had to tap dance for you.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go all Gregory Hines all over the place.
That's when I was just talking to somebody, though, and I had my headset on.
Okay, well, what does it all mean?
All right.
All right, next up, let's go to my friend Machine. He was part of the Cirque du Soleil show yesterday, filling in. It was myself and John Radigan. A lot of good chemistry, having fun, you know, just trying to get through this dry dock period. And we don't need his derailment from an idiot.
And his hero, when you ask him his hero.
Multiplication tables, y'all.
If you ask him his hero, he's going to say it's his brother. The
cool.
math teacher.
Just like me.
So I like that.
What a dork.
I like that.
Did you hear...
Cash never says that, though.
No.
He never says you're his hero. No. You always say he's your hero.
He is my hero.
Cash always says the movie Lincoln is his hero. Hmm? Remember his jokes? Never mind. Go ahead.
Did you hear the one where Rondo takes 5 showers on game day?
No.
You believe what I have
five
to deal with, Norm?
On game day.
Mike.
He's just... It makes no sense.
Like you're pulling a load larger than any of us have any idea of.
I am pulling a huge load daily.
Yep. Yeah, and Mike's saying this right as the machine sits in there. Mike,
he's right here behind
right
me.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I don't care.
He'll do better today.
Well, he's hosting today.
Oh, well.
Trust me, the management around here is sure that no one's listening on Christmas Eve.
Mike, believe me.
And judging by our phone lines for e-break voting, I agree. That might be the case. All right, one more option here, and it's Norm Heitzkiss. Who probably avoided a larger e-break by hitting the cough button that's an option for us when we were in studio. But you were doing a live spot or something, and you had a sneeze that you let out. You barely hit it with the mic off, but we can still hear a little bit of madness.
Of Crestcar Infiniti Q40 sports sedans. Magnificent. Just magnificent. And Mike's got a bit next.
Why'd you turn your mic off?
I turned it off because I was just about to sneeze. You caught only a little bit of it. Here comes another one. Talk, Mike.
Keep your mic on.
All right. No.
Come on.
I don't want to die on the air and give you all emergency break of the week stuff. I've won enough of those things.
Do it.
All right, coming up next, Norm hears a classic ticket audio that we've all heard many times, but he hasn't heard.
Oh, Norman. 888-787-1310 to vote. Norm, Norm's near-miss sneeze. Jake and Corby not being around when we need them, and a machine with a bad Lincoln joke. Right, Norm?
A bad Lincoln joke.
All right, let's do this. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for the great derailment of the machine, and shout out to my dad, Rodney Martin. Thank you.
All right, there you go. The machine gets a vote.
Merry Christmas, Rodney Martin. Are you going to keep tally of these?
Yes, I've got them.
You got it? Okay, cool. Hi, good morning. Merry Christmas. You're live on the ticket.
I'd like to vote on the e-brake.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Vaginal Slice, born.
Okay, thank you. Norm, do you hear what he said?
Who's that for?
What did he say?
I don't know, something.
Say it one more time, sir. Oh, he hung up.
He's gone.
I didn't know what that meant. I never heard that before, Norm. You?
I'm going to give it to Corby and Jake. They deserve
No, don't give it to anyone. Hi, you're live on the ticket. Hello.
I'd like to vote responsibly for Norm Hitchis.
Hey, that's the spirit.
Hey, for Sneezy over here.
Hey, for Sneezy. I'm one of the seven dwarfs.
Sneezy gets one.
Who's that little people?
Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Latitude. Hello, Larry. It's magnificent when you pull a large load every day.
I think that's Corby and Jake.
Right, and he likes dry dock because he's talking about how we all have to work hard to... Anyway.
Right.
Hi, you're live on the ticket.
Hi there.
I'd like to vote for the Wake and Bake Show with Snake and Jake.
There it is.
All right, that's their second vote. They're
Congrats.
In the lead for emergency break.
Congrats. Hi, e-break voting. You're on the ticket.
All right. Is this live?
Live action. Dump button.
All right, I'd like to place a responsible vote for Norm Hitchkiss and his Ebola sneeze.
There you go.
Hey, Norm.
There you go.
How is that
Ebola?
I have
no idea how many people got infected at that moment in the studio.
I used that mic right after you, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's why Dan brings in Lysol.
He should. Lysol, he should. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Dry dock, as he's talking about.
You want to vote for the e-brake?
Yeah, man. Shoot.
Yeah, let's do Chevy, Corby, and Jake.
All right.
Corby, and Jake.
Their third one.
Well, how many do they need? Five?
Five.
Okay. Hi. E-brake voting. You're on the ticket.
Hello, Larry. Has to be the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Another
there's
one.
Four. That's a fourth. Jake and Corby are one away.
Corby and Jake, one away. Merry Christmas to you. You are live on the ticket. Hello.
Hello. He does the advertising, you do the picking.
I think that was a Norm Hitzkiss vote, sir.
I'll take that as a vote for me. I'm not sure. okay.
Do you know that?
There we go. Who's next here?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, I'd like to vote responsibly for Norman, my hero.
Oh, that's the spirit
There's
of Merry
Norman.
Christmas and Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year
to
you, sir.
You're on a run, Norm. All right, what's the score? You got four?
4-4 each.
4-4 and one for machine?
Determine it? Yep.
Could this be the one? Good morning. You're live on the ticket.
I'd like to write in a vote for the entire dry dock period.
Ah.
Corby and Jake.
No, that was a write-in for everybody. We still need one.
You sure?
Yeah, that was nothing. He's just making fun of how bad we all suck at radio. Not you.
No, me too.
No, trust
I'm
me, not you.
I'm on the list
here. Hi, you're live on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to guess the answer to the question. Is it Dave Concepcion?
Norm? Can you answer that?
I think it is Dave Concepcion.
Good morning, live.
Either
on the
him
ticket.
Or Cesar Geronimo. I'm not sure which one.
There it is.
There it is.
It is official.
Corby and Jake for being a no-show from AT&T Stadium, and they had a guest coming up, and they were a no-show.
You're nice? Then we're screwed, man.
Hey, guys.
Mino tiptoes into the silence.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey.
Well, hello, Larry.
And now it's time for Hello, Larry. Featuring Larry. Where are they?
All right, it's 419 on Sports Radio 13.
This is the worst when you're a producer and your talent is not there and you got nothing.
And both Danny and David Mino tiptoe into the silence.
There you go.
But, you know, some you're in that seat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, he'll be back any second.
Hey, fingers crossed. Just please come back. And he's
then
not.
He isn't.
And then what do you go to the phones?
Then he isn't. And a minute goes by. And
because what are you going to do? Kick in a cowboy segment?
Right. What do you do?
Like, what's your strat here?
You play Hello Larry.
You play Hello. When in doubt, play Hello Larry. There you go. Congrats, Corby Jake. E-break winners. It's a.